We're on the phone with April Hemmes of Hampton, Iowa, in north central Iowa. It's Tuesday, and April, you're telling me you just got back in the fields today?
Yep, after 12 days, we took the snorkels off in Hampton, Iowa, and neighbors are going all around, so I thought I'd peek in a field. But I tell you what, it's iffy going, but, you know, as long as you got the grain cart, and I just park the wagons, or my neighbors are parking their trucks on the road and load there, but that's kind of how it's going here.
Okay, so just a lot of mud in a lot of places?
Right, and the field I'm in now is totally pattern tiled, but, you know, when your creeks are full and that's your outlet, it doesn't go away very fast. So, and then Sunday, the insult on top of all of this was 2 inches of wet, heavy snow. And I mean, I still see patches around out here. It hasn't all melted yet. So that just takes a while to, melt away and just kind of makes things sloppy.
Okay. So were you able to get a start before the rain set in?
Yeah, actually, I had started in September. I had some early corn, so I got in there early and got it out. And I like to dry corn when it's 80 degrees rather than now in the 40s. Makes it a little easier. But I have not picked a bean. I have not combined one bean, and I am in the majority here. Hardly anyone has done any beans. And so I put that picture on Twitter with the snow on it, and plus my pods are starting to kind of crack open. And I don't see the sprouted pods like a lot of the guys that I talk to in southern Iowa, but we're going to have to get in there pretty quick because the stock quality is really going downhill.
Yeah, so you're seeing some of the damage as a result of the prolonged wet weather?
Yeah, exactly. The pods popping over open. Like in 2012, the top of those pods were just popping, but that was the exact opposite because of the dry heat, you know, hot weather we had. But not so here. It's just sat out so long. And now it's gone through a couple hard freezes. And but like I said, I haven't seen the disease in my fields yet, but I think that's thanks to the cold weather up here in northern Iowa. But yeah, the pods are starting to, some of them are splitting open. I'd hate to guess, less than 10%, but you know, you just hope for some kind of quality with this year.
So you've had quite a year up there, a rough spring and now a rough fall. Would you say this is one of the toughest years you've had farming?
I would. This is my 33rd year farming. And, you know, when they showed the statistics in Iowa, at least, hasn't been this wet since 1961. And my grandpa lived to be 101. And I said, you know, I bet if he was still alive today, he would say, this was one of the worst I remember, other than, of course, he always went back to 1936. So, but it is by far the wettest, you know, that I can remember where it's prolonged wetness. And, you know, we just haven't had a break. So hopefully now with this forecast, we got, looks like at least 10 days of dry weather. So that looks good.
And you think you have some good yields when you finally get it out?
Yeah, the yields are actually staying up there. When I just peeked back in there, I thought it might drop a little. Now, the moisture has not lost any moisture. It's still up there 19-20%, but this is 113-day corn, which is full season up here, and hasn't lost any moisture, but the yields are staying up. But there's parts where the stock quality has really deteriorated a little bit in some of the varieties, and it just needs to come out. So I hate those beans that, you know, the ones that were leaning a little bit are really leaning after that heavy wet snow. So we just really need to get in there in those fields.
What are you looking at here if you can get a good stretch of harvest going? I mean, 2-3 weeks or?
Yeah, 2 weeks. In fact, I just thought of that when I was out in the combine before I came in here to load the dryer again. You know, in a perfect world where all the equipment runs perfectly and nothing happens, I don't know whose world that is, but it's not this year. For my farm, I'll need a good week for beans and then another good week and a half for corn. So, but we're fortunate the yields have been up. I missed on those heavy wet rains or the heavier rains earlier in the year, you know, where people north of us might get 3 inches, we'd get an inch. So I think the corn yields are going to be okay around here. And the beans, I was looking at one of my best bean crops ever, and I'm just watching it, you know, not be able to get out there to it now. And hopefully those yields are still there.
Well, normally this time of year, you know, harvest is a happy time but a busy time. And I think a lot of farmers, you know, find themselves thinking about next year and looking ahead. But with all the, it seems like kind of negative news out there as far as, you know, trade uncertainties and this harvest weather, is it making it hard to look ahead right now?
Well, it makes it hard to keep your head up, I'll tell you that. But no, not really, because, you know, like I said, like being around 33 years, we're used to the highs and lows. And, you know, I sold corn under $2 and beans under $4. And, you know, those that was a whole different time. But you just look forward to have a good relationship. I talked to my banker the other day, and he was happier than I was. So that's kind of unusual. When you talk to a happy banker, but no, you just keep plugging away. I actually look forward to next year. At least we know we're going into it with a full subsoil moisture, that's for sure. You know, and then planning accordingly. But the yields, like I said, if we get these beans out, we'll have a good crop and good yields, and hopefully a chance to market them at a little bit better price.